Yeah.
So with the situation in Burma now,
mm-hmm.
with the fomenting of hatred and violence against the Muslims on the Buddhist monks, how do you determine whether to respond to that vocally or publicly? I think I've seen only one comment, and that's from the Dalai Lama. Have there been other comments from teachers in our tradition about
teachers
it? And,
in our
and is that appropriate, and how do you consider
responding? Well, I mean, certainly the response is not one of condoning, or I mean, it's. I think it's also a sense of dismay that is quite predominant. It's also Burma is such a closed country still that it's hard to imagine what sort of a response to formulate. In terms of how does one actually deal with it, and also it's and I don't know. I mean, one, I don't, you know, Burma's a hard country to read, and there, I read a good article which I thought was interesting in that the projection or assumption of where this is coming from, coming back to the military as a, because there's things are changing quite quickly on a societal level, and it's being much more able to address the lack of a democratic process and to allow the popular voice of people to be heard. And the kind of overt and public role of the military is limited. The role of the military is incredibly entrenched, and it's another way, it seems to be, or it's a speculation on this particular writer's part, that it's a another way that the military is able to implement keeping things stirred up so that the military will seem like a good option, a good fallback option, which is, it's a dangerous game to play. And it's always in human relations and politics, it's so often, you know, it's that, yeah, let's demonize a minority, and it's worked for millennia. So it seems to be that could be coming from that. But I don't know enough to speak authoritatively. But when I read that, somebody, a monk, sent that to me. And I thought, oh, that's worth thinking about. Because it is, you see the stories, and it's sort of like, blink. And it's just, this doesn't compute. But then looking at it in that light, then you think, oh, yeah. Because there's always monks. I've been a monk long enough that I can, you know, I've seen all sorts. And there's always monks who are willing to, you know, be a part of the power structure that protects power. Yeah.
I always appreciate your words about practice and your emphasis on stability, clarity in today. I also heard spaciousness. consciousness.
Mm, yeah.
And I've been working a lot with concentration, which in many ways helps support that.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed today when you mentioned concentration, you said, oh, I'm a little tense when I sit here. Just think of concentration. So
yeah.
With that, I suppose there's probably some fine-tunement that you've worked with, or I don't know, if you can talk more
right.
about that. What, you know, what is that feeling, and how do you work with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in terms of the... it's helpful to always return to the, you know, what was the question? Okay, sorry.